I've touched on before on the question of what I think is most important, and it's really about who's involved, what kinds of collaborations do you need to put together in order to assemble effective learning environments, or whatever else it is that you're building, and what you're building will always be this very important mix of technologies, people, and the particular activities that you're trying to develop. So who needs to be involved? What kinds of experience and knowledge and expertise needs to be there? And then how do you put those collaborations together? And I think they can't just be, it takes some time for people to actually develop the sorts of working relationships that they need to develop in order to work effectively across the kinds of differences in background and expertise that we're talking about. So I think the most important thing is to develop ways of doing exploratory projects where you get to experiment on a not in the laboratory sense, but in the out in the field sense, with small versions of whatever it is that you're trying to do, and actually bring people together, give them an opportunity to work together, give them an opportunity to do this kind of iterative development of whatever it is that's being designed, and to learn from that, and then try it again, and as that gets working, then I think that can be propagated out, and that can be multiplied, but it needs to always be done in that small-scale, collaborative, iterative kind of way.